Hi, I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
Okay, how about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant!
Yeah, great news. We buy any car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall Buy Any Car. Vauxhall. Isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December. Based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/webuyanycar2.
Produced by gauntletcreative.com.
You're listening to Neckbreaker. I'm your smooth host. The existential stud muffin. The Alabama stud. Chris Caceres.
Why so serious, bro?
Because Neckbreaker's going easy listening. No, I'm just joking. So welcome to Neckbreaker. I'm your host, Chris Caceres. As always, by my side, co-host for the evening, nobody. So, basically what I'm doing here
is... Does that make this episode Owen Dumb?
This is Dean Hart. Dean Smart. Oh, man. So anyways, I'm sitting here with the band Drive-By Bukkake, who has been mentioned on most of, if not all, Neckbreaker episodes, but has never been in the studio. So welcome to fellas. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, how are we doing, to fellas?
How you doing, to fellas? It's the actually fellas French. I just insulted your moms.
Oh, well, thank you for...
I'm not French, damn it.
Thank you for having us, but I
could have fooled me.
I gotta cut you off right there, pal. We didn't get our guarantee, so this shit's fucking on hold, pal.
Have you not heard? Have you not heard?
No,
clicking tickets, picking up the guarantee.
Well, I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Let's go play hockey on the roof.
I'm filling in for Matt Steele. Matt, feel better. I know you're.
Sorry,
Matt Steele, better. Get well soon.
Matt's got it coming out of both
off
ends.
Off the rails.
Here, right?
Oh. No, so, yeah. God. Matt's puking on a pile of shit right now, so I'm filling
He's
in for him.
He's fluent and dookie.
Yeah, we've all been there.
I'm going to be asking him, I'm going to be asking these guys the questions that he couldn't, so let's kick it off.
Because
right
he didn't
now.
Have the balls. Can we get a formal introduction here?
No.
About what?
You guys just talked over me and made fun of me, to fellas.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. I said,
you're the host of Neckbreaker and I'm in the room. I interrupt the host.
This is about as formal as it gets, I would say.
All right, so before...
All right, I know I've been gone for most for a little while, but shit ain't changed, bro.
Hey, this is my first time, all right?
I'll be gentle.
Yeah.
You're fucking up.
You don't tell a virgin that they're bad at sex.
Yes, that's obviously what you do.
Yes, you do.
I do 5 or 6 times a Thursday.
Cut the shit, virgin. Let's go.
Very revealing. So anyways, why don't you guys just introduce yourselves since I can't fucking do it.
I'm John Aubrey.
I'm a dude who's, never been on the show before. First time.
Yeah.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Long time, first time. Got you.
Brian Thompson, vocalist of sorts.
Brian from Hudson, what do you got for me?
I like to drink vodka.
Fucking pants, dude!
Hey, let's keep it clean, guys.
Put in Hoya.
All right, let's face facts. Jeff Bagwell's stats aren't good this week. Something about Mike Schmidt.
Just say Ron Gant.
Scottie Pippen.
Just say
fucking,
Ron Gant.
Killing it this week.
Rugged Ronnie Gant.
just say Ron Gant.
Well, I can have a... Ron Gant.
Thank you.
Ron Gant. Well, I can have a sports 30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Justice.
I can't fill up a full 60. I'll go up to 30.
Kenny Lofton. Deion Sanders. Geez.
Mike Greenwell.
Terry Pendleton. I'm just going Braves right now, baby. Yeah, we're going to go through the whole major.
Danny Tartable.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He was on the Phillies, wasn't he?
I thought he was on the Royals.
He could have been on both.
Yeah. But anyways.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're supposed to do introductions of sorts. Huh?
But anyways, yeah. So.
I used to be on the show.
Yeah. Just introduce yourselves into the microphones one at a time so you're not yelling at each other.
I'm Greg Murphy.
I used to live here.
I'm Tim.
I'm Brian.
All right, thanks, guys. Swell introduction.
Good night.
That was awkward.
This is going great.
Hold on. If I was Bri, we have Brian, John, Greg, and Tim from the band Drive By Bukkake here. Welcome, boys.
Oh. But you're not, are you?
No.
No, you're not.
No.
So you're going to sit there, and you're going to answer these fucking questions. All right, so anywho, first off, if you could actually play with any band on a dual headlining bill, who would you choose and why?
Dual headlining? So it would have to be insulting a headliner.
Good. Sticks.
Probably King, so I could watch John get blacked out on the stage again.
That one.
I don't have a good track record with multi-set nights. I'll say that for a fact.
Jesus. Who would be good, a good band for us to do a co-headlining tour with that would really devalue that band that we're going
yeah,
on
Yeah, I
want to
knock a
bring
band
our
down
stock
peg.
Up.
Like, you've fallen so far.
Oh, fuck it. Steel Panther.
Yeah? That'd be pretty fun. I don't want to insult them, though. I want to hang
yeah,
out
you
with
do.
Them.
Yeah, you do. Well, all right. You can insult them and hang out with them.
I mean, in a good ribbing.
I don't know. Gun to my head. Steel Panther. That'd be a fun tour.
Ooh. Fuck yeah.
Go on the road with those guys?
Yes.
I like the co-headline with Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses now.
Stadium style.
Yeah. Steal the show.
Wait, so like, is it, tour. You know, rotating? Like, are they opening
yeah,
for us?
Yeah, they open for us sometimes.
Every other night?
There are nights where nobody watches us.
I just love to hear Axl Rose say, thank you! Yeah, all right, stick around. Drive-By Bukkake is coming up next.
Do you have any idea how long it takes for Gillette to empty? Someone's watching us. Mm. A couple of people are watching.
And we're Drive-By Bukkake. Stick around. This song's called Come So Torby.
Big pyro. Big fire coming up.
Yeah, we use all the stuff they didn't get to.
Man. Take their leftovers.
Yeah.
Well, there's a Head PE and Dope tour coming around. Maybe there's still some room on that.
We could
make this a reality.
That.
I think you guys could headline that.
We should legit play that.
Well, they're not doing acapella covers of fucking Duhast.
Fuck.
So.
I'm a hitman. I'm a stalker. I'm a soldier. I'm a street walker.
Fuck you.
You don't know me. I'm a freak. Never slow down. Never sleep. I get so high. Don't play with me. See me. Stay away with me. Just let me ride. Oh no, can't find me. I try to hit shit that you say to me.
Clearly,
what
the rest of the
heavy
got onto something there. Here.
Yeah, right. You said Head PE.
Yeah, what do we say? Steel Panther, you said Head PE because that's where we're going with
and
that.
I'm changing my answer
GNR.
To Head PE.
Head PE. What about you, Greg? If you could pick a band to go with. Sorry, Chris, I'm taking up your part.
I really don't know. I really, really don't know. Who's
Force
of
Habit.
I don't know. Whoever died at Jewel this year. In Manchester. Ooh. There was a lot of people that died at Jewel this year.
What do you
yeah,
mean?
She's brutal.
What?
Huh?
See, that's a joke ski. All right? I know
it's
what Jewel
the album's called Pieces of Me, but she just wants pieces of you.
Pieces of fuck.
Jewel Bukkake tour? That's fine. I could dig that. We'll just get her out of retirement.
They're really...
I had a dream the other day that John Goodman was playing acoustic guitar and singing one of the Jewel songs.
Holy shit.
Like, you really...
It's a hell of a dream.
A real dream.
Mm-hmm.
Was he naked?
I believe he was clothed.
Yeah.
Like, John Goodman's got a very discernible voice.
It was an okay
for
dream,
Hollywood.
Then.
Known. Like, you know it's you know John Goodman.
Yep. This is definitely John Goodman. Definitely John Goodman.
All right.
So you could just tour with John Goodman.
So you guys
voice.
Are big, a big Head PE fan. So that's good to know.
It's a big influence on the sound. Yeah,
Seventh
I think that's
Metal
fair.
Sucks. Yeah. There you go. Hit print.
But I think you guys are going to get new fans for that answer.
Yeah, they'll
lose we'll your
great.
Formal ones.
I can't wait.
I can't think of a band I'd say no to. If, another, if a band said, we're doing 45 dates and you're getting paid every night, chances are we're saying yes to it.
I'll give my 2 weeks.
I mean, who wouldn't you go on tour with? Where do you draw the line on that one?
And even if you think of terrible bands, they still put asses in seats, so I'd still do it.
Yeah, they'd have to be like, just bad, but like... But their existence is insulting.
I've given you guys detailed descriptions as the bands I've offered to go on tour with.
Let me interject. Is
if
there
you remember correctly.
Is there, let's flip the coin here. Is there a band who, under no circumstances, you would ever tour with? Tom Petty. Too soon?
No!
Too soon?
Well, under no circumstances would we ever tour with Tom Petty.
Yeah.
We'd never tour with Motorhead.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would never tour with Pantera because I wouldn't in the first place because it sucks.
What about you, Greg? Is there a band that you just would never hit the road with?
Are we answering this for real?
I don't know, man.
Sure.
I'm
just keeping the balls rolling, you know?
I'm for sale, both and my price is very low.
Yeah, we got to look at
very, very low. Yeah.
Price tag.
Clearly, our standards are not high.
We're the, we're the toothless hookers of metal bands.
Take them where you can get them. Yeah. I got you.
And
your name is John, so it does make sense.
Yeah.
So
I'd be buying the hooker.
What's you guys' process for selecting cover songs to play live? Is it strictly Dead Guy Half Beer, or is there more to it?
Half Beer.
You
want to take this one?
Dead Guy Half Beer. Usually it's me when it comes to the Dead Guy Half Beers. The ballads are. It used to be I would tell Sam to play the beginning of a song that he knew, and then tell him to stop, and so I could say you're dead. But now there's a. Now it's just based on who's dead. Someone's got to die for it to happen.
Seems to be a lot of people dying very recently, like all the time.
Wait, I got to clear the air.
We
said
make
Sam.
Fun of anyway.
You know, people, we get it all. Actually, we get it all the time. People still think Sam drums for us.
Yes.
I have people come to me and tell me they saw Drive By Bukkake play with a drum machine live. To which I said, you're a fucking dumbass.
That is
you
want to so
tell me more about the shows
right.
that my band hasn't played?
Yeah. People, yeah, why do they make up shit? Like, I don't know. Just to have a story to tell?
And then they argued with me about it.
Oh.
I swear I saw it.
Was this the girl that asked you to play Midnight Manslaughter?
That's the Wrath of Von Anderson. No, this was a dude.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, it is possible that you forgot a show because the memory was never made in the first place.
Wait a minute.
It really could
Fortune, fame, mirror vein.
Yeah.
Got insane.
But the memory remains. Now, wait a minute. So Blackout is Blackout. Ain't no fucking drum machine ever been in this band.
We never
pulled
that
trigger. Unless Bri programmed it.
Never pulled that
trigger.
Oh,
he programmed it, but we never played with it.
No, we had the drums. We could have done it.
Nah, fun. It's embarrassing.
Yes.
I can't stand that shit. The fake drummer. Like, come on. Like, unless bare minimum.
Unless you make it part of the shtick. I mean, I've seen drum machine bands that were actually not terrible, but.
If you make fun of it, cool. There's a weird, like, hey, we're stupid. We can't get a drummer.
Ropperop, I believe, was the name of the band.
Yeah.
They
so Sam used to be our drummer. There's no like weird fucking drama or anything.
Right.
Sam was a busy boy.
Yeah, we didn't kick him out. And he never quit. And just
the fact is, we kind of just rotated the bench. We had another quarterback who was available to step in. And Sam's got family. Sam's got like a lot of shit going on. He works like. Retarded amount of jobs.
He gets married in other countries and doesn't tell anyone.
Yeah, there was that. Yeah.
There's no heat on Sam. It's we just put him on the bench for a little bit, and with Greg on the field right now playing a couple.
He's your
old.
You know, you got to swap him out for a Barry.
Exactly. And if Greg got insanely busy, we'd give the hot tag back to Sam. You know, it's just that's just how that works.
Yeah, it's a family
word. Well, what's the one song you guys want to play live out of your catalog but haven't?
The Wrath of Arn Anderson.
Just for that.
Just because apparently there's a girl?
We get requests often from people. Just one-off people.
If anyone asks to hear a song, the odds are good they're not going to hear it.
Sorry.
They just ask for songs that we don't know how to play.
Well, let's go into the next question I have for you, then what Matt has for you. I can't talk. Just remember, every time you dig at me, you're digging at Matt, and he's sick, so you're kind of cunts for that.
Just so we're straight.
So what can fans expect from your Halloween spectacular?
Spectacular.
That's October 28th.
Yes.
Greg Murphy and his wife Pam are throwing a gathering at Uncharted in Lowell.
Yep.
7 p.m. Right now, it's two bands and a bunch of good people and a bunch of drinks and food.
Mm-hmm.
Lowell, Massachusetts, Uncharted Gallery. It kind of ties back to the question you asked earlier. You said, you know, how do we come up with the process for a live a cover song? You said, how do we come up with that process? We kind of a little democracy.
Everyone
action.
Picked one.
Everyone gets a track. And straight up, we said, all right, if we're going to do cover songs, everyone should get a voice and everyone should be able to pick something stupid, and the other three can't say no to it unless it's like fucking Inve or something. You know, something
and then
that just
and then I have no choice
done.
But to say no to it.
Yeah, Unless you feed it through the sampler. But yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, like, then they take a powder during the song.
Everyone gets their shit in, pal. You know what I mean?
Yngwie yeah. Without gets... Yngwie. I could see the appeal. That would be an interesting set.
We're not gonna be those jerks. We actually want a surprise. We don't want people to know the tracks we're covering. But just think of the four people in this group, and think of four bands that may be in each of their wheelhouses.
Yeah. Give you a hint.
You'll get it.
Head PE.
There's a reason me and Brian both knew all the words. Yeah.
All right. Well, Brian.
Two of them were recorded. One of them you've heard before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Brian, this question's more towards you.
You should have said, Brian, this question's more towards John. It would have been funnier if you said a different person and then asked Brian. Do I need to teach you how to do this?
I'm learning as I go.
You're learning on the job.
A lot of people are saying I'm doing a great job. I'm getting an A+.
You're an apprentice.
How much are you getting paid for this?
A lot. Too
much.
A lot. So Brian, how long was the overall production for the new vinyl release of Crucial Loads?
The man with the schedule.
So we put out, the vinyl's coming out in November, and we'll get to that. But on the back art, on the inside insert, we have a full timeline from...
Oh.
We kind of put it by month and date and like kind of year to figure out, because I wanted people to know like why it took us so goddamn long to put out a 38-minute vinyl.
That is a secret to, I would say, the four of us. Did you hear about this?
I didn't know about it, but...
Okay.
No, I don't think I've showed them the other side of the insert on the inside.
That is cool, man.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That is really cool.
it's just brief from, like, I don't know, from concept till fucking waiting for the vinyl to get pressed. I think it was about a little over 2 years. Mm-hmm. From concept to... Here we are in fucking October. We just got maybe a couple more weeks till we get our test process, and then the vinyls will be out in November.
We're working, man.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, 2 years. And we've never spent that long on a release ever, and that's no...
No, we've never spent longer than, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
Usually just me and Bri banging out in a weekend, and we're done.
Yeah. And then that's not us dumping on Tim or Greg or anything. Add four, two people, that doubles the schedule always, no matter what. We're used to drum kit from hell. One guitar track, and then fucking copy and paste that guitar track left and right pan.
Very instantaneous.
Yeah. Throw us, program some fake bass, and call it an album.
John drives from a party the night before and records all of Oozing Doom with a rag in his nose because he did too much blow the night before.
Heavy fucking
That's
metal.
A fucking shoot right there.
Absolutely the truth. I had to re-record some of those too.
So, long story short, Chris, yes, 2 years, my friend.
John, did I mention that we need to hang out a lot more?
Oh, you're not getting that version of John anymore. That was Alston John. He was a little out of control.
Yeah, John does speeches in prisons. So.
Fine.
John does what?
I said John does...
Speeches in prisons.
John speaks to convicts now about the Lord.
Queering doesn't make the world work.
Queering.
Oh, war.
Celebrate that guy, you dicks. And your wife's ugly.
Copy and paste, and that the metal sucks.
John gets the fucking Warrior Award for this episode. As if there was a shock to that one. So you had a lot of guest collaborators on the album.
We call them collabs.
Collabs, short, time saver, I get it. Yeah. Makes sense.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidoche.
Oh, it was all pay to play, too. They all paid us to get on the album.
I was going to say, Matt asked, which one was the biggest pain in the ass and why was it Kasaris? I must have just been a nightmare to work with.
You want the floor? The floor is yours, man.
Oh, he treats me like a dog and expects me to be happy. Well, son, I think you're a jackass. That's some stone cold.
No oh, shit.
Yeah, who sucked? Who is your least favorite
you know,
to work
with? Who do you
want
to throw right under the bus, yeah. Brian?
Spill the beans. I want some fucking dirt.
Oh, I can bury some people. I don't give a fuck. I'll bury Will from Dysentery. Love you, buddy. Love you, buddy.
See you Sunday.
I
I tell him that. I mean, we tried. I tried so long, so long to get him to do the guest track. I offered to go to his place. Like, I'll bring my shit to you.
Oh, shit.
Takes you 10 minutes, get it done.
If that.
And he's a busy dude, dude. Oh. You know, he's got his company.
He's running
and all
his
that
business,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's not like me being a piece of shit, but he was the hardest to even try to get, and I didn't get him. Dude.
Same thing happened with Hive Smasher. We ended up having his drummer, Eric, do the vocal parts instead.
Nah, I love you, Will. I'm trying to go through. I'm not gonna. We've already put out the track listing of you know, it's on social media and stuff. So in my head, I'm trying to remember all the guest vocalists, and I'm trying to think which one took the most. Beastie Boys took a lot of work. Fight for Your Right cover that we closed the vinyl with. Not because it's a pain in the ass, but we
have no friends.
You guys haven't. You haven't heard it yet.
No friends.
We're dropping that news here, but every verse is done by a different person. So every single verse in that's got a different track.
Every line.
Every line, I should say. So even that's even longer. So that's a lot of guests. Mm-hmm. And just getting that schedule together. Hey, I can do an hour this coming Tuesday, but I live an hour and a half away. And I'm like, all right, just get it done. So
yeah.
I don't know. Love you, Will. And there's a lot of work to get everybody together.
Oh, there was some vocals recorded in like a bathroom on an iPhone or something too, right?
Yeah.
No, it was an ATM.
An ATM.
Oh, ATM. That's
right. He got the cops called on him. He told me all about it on Saturday.
What is this story?
Billy Boy.
Billy Boy from a little band called Shroud.
Okay.
I was going to use code words like Silly from Roud, but
Silly from Roud. He guessed on Used Food, and he tracked that in an ATM, because I guess he works. I don't know if he's in a cleaning company or like a management company or something, but he had an ATM that happened to be available for 25 minutes.
Okay.
So we had a fucking mobile recorder, and he's screaming his fucking pants off. And somebody, of course, heard it and called a cop on him, and he had to explain he was recording vocals for a band called Drive-By Bukkake.
You better tell me that's in the fucking timeline that you put on the...
I wish I did. That's just exclusive for the podcast. Yeah, you can't put it all in print.
A neckbreaker exclusive when I'm hosting. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
You're welcome, goddammit.
Best.
Exactly.
Oh. All right, so let's keep it moving.
You're doing all right. You're good. You're good on time.
I'm trying to make it move along, you know, chug along.
You got this.
Like me running the bases. Not too fast. I wanted more of a reaction.
Story of my life.
Nice manny trot around the bases after admiring his handiwork.
Hosting's fun.
I'm just trying to mix it up.
You got.
But let's go. Let's talk about the artwork for Crucial Loads. Ooh. Was that
more like the shart work?
John just wants to bury everybody. It's a shoot interview now.
What? It's just a fun word.
Oh, you just wanted to say shart. I got it. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, the art was that Mark Richards' idea? Was it your idea? Was it a collab?
Oh, nice, bringing it back.
You're learning.
Yeah. See, I'm quick.
Kind of, you know, with the artwork, I kind of owned it. Kind of John and Greg and Tim. I kind of haven't really shared a lot of the artwork stuff with them. I kind of just drive by Bukkake to them. You know, just like occasionally sneak it. Oh, here's what we're doing. And they go, cool,
yeah,
great, and in my head, I saw this, I don't know, like the whole time, like the name of the band's Drive By Bukkake, but besides the demo, we've never covered that concept visually from, you know, like a standpoint of an actual Drive By Bukkake.
yeah.
I didn't really explain that, right? Okay.
You guys are Drive By Bukkake, but you've never actually seen it.
Yes.
Until now.
Whatever you're thinking of, it's as bad as you want it to be.
So the Gremlin, if you followed our albums through history, he's gone through, you know, he's gone through his fucking binges and he's beaten up whores and all this, done all this drugs and whatever, you know, the ush. And he, you know, he's in retirement now, but the cover of the art is a monster truck. You know, the old school 80s sort of pickup. Big ass fucking tires, you know, disgusting 80s monster truck that a gremlin would have. He's like retired now. He's kind of just roaming the streets, kind of just dropping loads here and there. But
working on that beer gut.
Yeah, you know, he's getting a little heavier and, you know, tits down. He's getting a little heavier, you know, getting comfortable. So the concept, yeah, pretty much was a gremlin in retirement just parked in the middle of a road, fucking partying in the back of his tailgate, bunch of cocaine, fast food bags,
corpses and shit.
Bunch of corpses carving the little jizzy. So I just saw the picture in my head, and I explained all of that that I just verbally gave you. I typed that in a Facebook message that I have that I gave to Mark Richards.
Did you always envision his dick being that big?
Mark, that's Mark. That's one of the Gremlins' attributes, though. Man. As a man who's sitting across from me here, Greg Murphy, who drew the cover for Midnight Manslaughter, that's another thing that people may not know
no
as well.
No shit, I didn't know that.
He drew all the artwork, front cover, back cover, all that shit. Very talented man, and he's got a huge illustration portfolio that just keeps growing. And
also has a huge dick on the cover of that album.
But that was by request.
I said I did say big cock. But I didn't like sit down with you and say, all right, I need this many inches and fucking do all that. I said, just give me a big green dick.
I think it looks bigger than the actual gremlin.
Yeah, it's if you look proportions. At it. I could probably just wrap around him. Mark Richards didn't have any. I said, give me a big fucking dick. Look at our past artwork and, you know, fill in the blanks.
Give me a big dick. That's all you said to him. I never said that to Mark Richards, but I might give it a try. So do you guys like wrestling? A lot of guys come in here, they don't keep up with the current product, but they say, you know, I watched during the Attitude Era.
My dad took me to WrestleMania in Manchester one year, but I haven't really watched it. I remember like Iron Mike Sharp and...
the good guys.
Yeah. I shook Tatanka's hand once. Does that count? True story. Fucking story.
Tell the story. Tell
Springfield
the fucking
Civic
story.
Center. He walked by me and I shook his hand. That's pretty sweet story,
dun,
right?
Dun, dun.
Wait.
But there's gonna be more to it than just he walked by me and I shook his hand.
Dot Tatanka or Feather Tatanka?
Ooh.
There was a dot Tatanka? That's not real.
Wait, so, you know, little Timmy boy, Springfield, Mass, everyone, all the kids got their signs, they got their t-shirts and all that, and everyone's high-fiving Tatanka. Yes. Tatanka.
Did Tatanka have his price yet?
Yeah, I was actually holding on, hoping that he would pull me down from the entryway into the ring, but it didn't really work out.
Tim says it was a good business transaction.
Nikolai Volkoff with his sense tights.
There's a Dolly Parton video where Hulk Hogan did that to her.
We've been watching the same YouTube videos, haven't we, man?
Yeah, probably. But do you guys keep up with the current wrestling product at all? What they show on the TVs and the
I love it when people come in here and they say, "Nah, I never really watched wrestling," and then they name the most obscure fucking wrestlers ever.
Yeah, you know, I like Enzo Amore. He's pretty sure.
Yeah.
I do like Enzo Amore.
Me too.
Enzo's tight.
But
he's the one with Cass, right? He's the one with the tall guy.
Oh, you
see, I live with a wrestling fan, so I see way more of this shit than I need.
He used to be with Big Case.
Yeah, they're not anymore.
They're not friends anymore.
Well, Tim can recently get 2 points. Yeah. I'll give him that. Well done, Tim.
It was an ugly breakup. You shouldn't ask them about it. Just let them try to have a good time separated. But if you guys could record a theme for a wrestler right now, who would it be and why?
Hi, I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
Okay, how about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant.
Yeah, great news. We buy any car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall buy any car. Vauxhall, isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December, based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/WeBuyAnyCar2.
Current roster?
I'm assuming Matt Steele means WWE.
Like current guys.
But let me expand it to anything.
Who
would be the wrestler that you want to record a theme for currently?
I want to do the updated version of Jillian Hall's theme song. I record whatever wrestling theme song I want to. Already.
In some other band that you're in?
Yeah, we got our episode next week. Now you want me. You can take your eyes away
so what,
from me.
For like for the rest
I'm
of the show.
I'm the hottest thing since sliced bread.
You guys just gonna interview each other about your bands for the next couple weeks? Is that how fucking lazy you are at this point?
A fucking Tim and Eric sketch.
He can hold the Mankind. I'm delegating right now. That was good. That's good. Shitting on us. I don't know. So it'd have to be like you know, like a drive-by kind of thrashy 4/4 drumming kind of
Rad
thing.
Radford.
Rad Radford. Going fucking deep. Three people get that reference. Santa but Claus. I don't know. Like you could do probably like a Seth Rollins or something if we did like a, you know, just a thrashy 4/4 deal. Dean Ambrose could probably do something like that. Just trying to think of current roster guys that would kind of fit into that thrashy sort of.
I guess Rad Radford wouldn't fit into a current
thing. No, he's dead. Sip a beer.
Scott Hall's still around. I feel like that would work.
He's alive, surprisingly.
All right, fuck really? Yeah. Yeah. We'll cover Razor Ramon's theme. Let's just do Razor Ramon's
How
theme.
How could that be
possible? Right, when Necker is gone and when Marky Ramone or Scott Hall dies, are we going to have to do like a 20-minute update episode? While we like the winner eats the Chipotle?
On video.
I think that does need to happen. It could be our reunion because I'm sure by that point one of them will be.
All right, if one of us dies before either of the two of them, the other person has to record an episode eating Chipotle. when the wound is fresh.
Just the audio. Yeah. Just the audio.
During the funeral.
Yeah. Oh. Any hot sauce?
I'll make up a will just so that's in it.
Oh, my God.
What was the question? Something about
it was. I think we answered it. It was about wrestlers' themes that you'd want to do, but I think we got it. I think we got it. You know, so let's move on. Let's kind of scattered, but let's get back to the road. You guys like being on the road?
We're road dogs.
Travel the highways and the byways.
I've been on tour ever. With everyone in here besides Tim.
No, you've come with us for a weekend, I think, before. We haven't played together, but I think you've hung around.
No, we did the smash and thrash with you for like one long weekend.
That's right. Yeah, we've
but that doesn't count to me.
Yeah, not in the same car.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be the drawing point, right? Mm. The line.
Yeah, you really got to be, you know, a homogenous mindset for that sort of thing.
You know, besides all the European fests we get booked for every weekend, you know, we don't want to get into those details.
We fly separately because I like to fly out of Manchester.
You know, we're I like to fly out of LaGuardia.
Said nobody ever.
Yeah, no shit.
The four of us separately have loved the road and separate projects that we've done. We've all been on the road for different things, but the four of us haven't been on the road as a band yet.
Yes. We've only played like 5 or 6 shows with this lineup. I mean, it's been like 2 or 3 years now, but yeah. You know, we're kind
of about right.
We're kind of selective. Nobody can ever pay our fucking guarantee, so
right, that's pretty much it. I mean,
and they still can after we play. They really are fibbers.
You guys were on Louisville Death Fest.
Fuck's sake.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Wait a minute. What?
Current events.
Phil Gregan.
Current events.
Okay, yeah, so Gregan. There was this.
I left the social.
There was
bullshit,
this.
So.
There was this thing called Louisville Death Fest. Produced.
That sounds great.
Promoted
baseball bats and death metal.
Promoted by a guy named AJ Lucas. Who it was a 2-day event, Friday and Saturday. I guess on Friday night, halfway through the night, he bailed and didn't pay the venue for the festival the next day. Never showed up the next day, and I guess a lot of bands got kind of screwed over. So like random people who were there just kind of took over and were like organizing and paid for the venue. And
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind
I didn't
of
hear
cool
that last
turnout.
Part. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
but
like,
everybody knows that guy's name. Unfortunately.
Wait, they made it a free show too.
Her name was like Nicole Poog. I think came in was the person who came in and
she stepped up.
Yeah, I was reading that. So she stepped up. Props to her. She deserves recognition for that.
But. Turned it to a free show. Paid, got the money together to pay for the venue, and then
holy
said,
shit.
"If bands, if you want to leave, I don't blame you. But if you want to stay and sell some merch and play anyway,
yeah, I guess they were saying
a lot of bands.
If you drive all that way, what the hell? What are you gonna do?
Sell some t-shirts and get some DIY money at the door, you know?
Yeah,
that's actually,
cool.
Speaking of which, my buddy Rob from Cognitive is putting together a benefit show for that. So go check out their page and listen to some Wheaties and some cool
Rob
tech
good plug.
Maybe if you talk to him nicely, he'll sing King Nothing to you.
Oh, he will definitely do that without a shadow of a doubt. I remember him doing
beyond
that
beyond a shadow of a doubt.
he did that to me, and I didn't even ask him. Rob, I'm going to destroy you in Goldeneye.
A showstopper.
I'm going to look at your screen, brother.
Oh, he can look at mine all he wants. It doesn't matter. I'm going to kick his ass.
What about the radar? Come on.
There's radar. I don't care. I will still win. Most cowardly, shortest innings. Doesn't matter. I will win.
Nice.
But what's you guys' favorite meals on the road? Where's the best food stop?
I know the answer to this.
Why don't you kick it off there,
Golden
Johnny Boy?
Golden fucking Corral.
Oh, God.
You can go there for breakfast and eat until lunch. You can go there for lunch and eat until dinner. You can go there for breakfast and eat until dinner if you really want to.
Gruesome twosome.
Yeah. Oh.
I ate there with you guys once.
Yeah.
On our way to Hothfest.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
And it's always good to make sure you have to shit inside of the gross venues that you play on tour.
Okay, yeah. That one was gross. That Springfield one was disgusting.
Yeah.
You just have to deal with it. That's, you know, it's
I went to one with Steve in Jacksonville. It was the best one I ever ate. It was the most fun I've ever had in Jacksonville.
In the defense, it was probably the nicest place in Jacksonville.
Very true.
Yeah.
That was the, what tour was that? The Summon Drive-By tour, right?
Yeah, it was one of the
ones down the floor.
I don't remember which one it was.
I only ever played down there once, and it was the stage was behind like Chicken Wire, like the Blues Brothers.
Oh, I can't make that shit up, dude.
That was the only good thing about the show.
And they had both kinds of music, country and western.
Yeah, there was nobody there. There was nobody there to protect us from. So really, the only good thing about it was the experience of playing behind the Chicken Wire.
I would. Did you guys play Rawhide?
Definitely, you know, young kids on the road or whatever, definitely don't go to the, if you see a place, if you got two options, if you got a fucking Burger King or some random fucking fast food place, let's face facts, you're going to eat fast food on the road, come on.
You have to.
Everyone's going to pretend like eat healthy on the road, and that's the right thing to do. There's
going
to be a 11:30 or 1 in the morning slot, you get out of the gig and you're hungry as fuck. Yeah. And guess what? Chipotle's closed.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's bound to happen.
You're in a Taco Bell drive-thru and you see two vegans compromising in a van on the
Fuck, you remember that? I fucking remember that. Like, and it's the best thing ever.
There's like bargaining.
It's the best thing.
You get tortillas and potatoes are...
I've never put my arms up at the same time as hard as fast as I did that one night. I was like, we're talking about one in particular person. You are a vegan and you're eating Taco Bell. This is
two of them.
Incredibly wrong to me.
Both of them were vegan.
Oh, yes. Taco Bell.
Yes.
Who are both of them?
I don't even remember one of their names.
I'm still trying to forget.
Go way back,
so
huh?
We're just going to leave it at that.
But you're always going to go for the weird shit. You know,
of course.
You see Burger King or you see a Checkers, getting that fucking Checkers line.
What's the point of being out on the road if you're not going to eat weird fucking fast food?
Yeah.
Well, some people
eat Burger King at home or, you know, like never. But if you go past a Checkers or a Sonic, you got to get in on that shit.
Yeah, the thing about Burger King is, like, you see it on TV and it's like, oh, look at that burger. It looks fucking delicious. And then you get it in real life and you're like, ugh.
My problem with Burger King is the pickles are cold. The burgers are warm and the pickles are cold.
I've never had a Burger King burger that I was happy that I ate.
Oh,
you're a big fan of the warm pickle,
man.
I like a warm pickle. I don't like.
Pal.
I like an uncut pickle.
Ooh.
Do you like the smell of pickles? Pickle sniffer.
What?
Do you like them smooth or do you like them a little rigid?
I prefer a darker pickle just because of the size.
Yeah. Well, typically the darker ones are bigger.
Wait, this is getting racist, goddamn.
I was trying to think of a follow-up, but nothing good was coming to mind.
Oh, my God.
Best thing about a big pickle? If you don't have a bicycle seat, slap it right on.
Best thing about a tour? Everything about a tour. I don't care.
Cabin fever.
The worst fucking... No, 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 no.
I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The worst day on tour, better than the best day at work. I guarantee, good line there. Anybody. Ask fucking anybody.
Would you rather be in a cubicle right now?
I'm primed
for some long drives, too. I got good at that over the last fucking year and a half.
It's perfect. It's the best fucking thing for anybody out there. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing. Get in a fucking van with your best buds or people you don't even fucking like and just drive, you know, a couple hours across
the country. Fight van across the USA.
Fuck yeah. That's even better than toys.
Van fights.
That's
the Neckbreaker follow-up. We're just going to get in a van, stage some fights.
But we got to put this shit on YouTube so we can make some fucking money
It's a road trip every month.
Chris, I don't think you actually asked us a question. So you said you guys, about the road.
I asked what your favorite meals were.
Oh, that's what it was. So. Yeah, I'm retarded.
So
yeah, Burger King.
Yeah,
I have one add end.
I eat McDonald's three meals a day.
It's healthy.
One add end is I used to get like a duffel bag with a couple of cans of beans and fucking. Actually, my favorite thing to eat. From between spot to spot to spot to spot is those fucking the crackers, like the chowder crackers.
The oyster crackers?
Yep. They're fucking perfect.
Wait, just dry?
Yes.
We're not dipping into nothing?
Nope.
Nope, not dropping in the beans?
That's it.
No chowder?
Nope.
What?
No soup?
What?
No broth?
No milk?
Just oyster crackers.
No meat stock?
And we'll just test this out on the world tour of the next 6 months.
Dude. I mean, if you really want to get
veggie stock,
if you really want to get fancy out on the road, you got to bring along a propane stove. Just like show up at a Market Basket parking lot, pop open the back of your trailer.
Get kicked out of the Walmart parking lot.
No, they
exactly that. Oh no, we did.
Did you? They normally, yeah, they've always let us do it, even when they see. I mean, we don't park like directly
by
the fire, like the fire lane.
With them, and they both look like LV from the Gangsta's Paradise.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
the 2017 world is a different world.
I mean, you can't like bust the grill out and like have a fucking campfire and shit. You know, you got to be low key.
They were not being discreet about it.
Yeah, they're probably putting a couple chairs out there, camping chairs and shit.
Couple of cheeseburgers.
I don't know. I was sleeping in the back, so I'm just assuming they have fucking 9 camping chairs.
Well, it was good because I bought.
Hey, we're having a party here. Come hang out.
Me and Greg drove to Sean's uncle's house, and I bought a bunch of Hulk Hogan energy drinks there because they were on clearance. So,
on where? Walmart?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh
my God. I stayed up the entire ride, brother.
Thank you, Mr. Hogan.
I was going to say, where are these Hulk Hogan energy drinks?
This was in Virginia, I think.
Sounds about right.
Oh, man. So they were all shipped to Virginia directly after production. Yes.
Yeah. Virginia Blime.
It'd be awesome if like the chocolate flavor was like him on the cover with like a black dude just like giving him a high five or something. Have you ever seen Hulk Hogan's Twitter?
Yeah, we've talked about this. Jimi Hendrix, man. Hell yeah.
It's all just Hogan like... High five in black.
What a great American brother.
He's trying really hard to come back from that.
Yeah.
Still, huh?
Yeah. Like very little tact.
Yeah. Oh. There's no tact. It was very transparent. For your peg. But anyways, just one more question that Matt had for you guys that I think you guys are obliged to answer to the fullest extent that you can. Pre-show rituals. Do you guys do a little of the... Do a little fucky fucky. What's the deal?
I don't think I've ever done coke before a drive-by show.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think.
Well,
I have.
There's still time
during. Now we're not counting the cavitation. Oh,
at fucking yeah.
Edit.
That was awesome.
I think. No, I think we definitely get Lucy. I think we have a couple beers usually. Definitely a couple beers.
I've not been doing that for a couple years now.
A couple ciders.
No, that got out of hand one time, and now I don't do it.
One time.
Yeah, okay.
No, it got out of hand. I had to apologize for myself one time. So now I make sure I keep it like.
Montreal.
I can count on one hand. If I have to add the second hand to count the beers, that's too many beers.
Oh, that was what the hell did we play?
Sherbrooke,
yeah, the so like Sherbrooke shit show.
Day Sherbrooke,
his elbow is like 6, 7.
It's probably the only time I think John and I had the had a come to Jesus talk the next morning.
What
post show?
Okay,
We've told this story, I'm sure, in the past.
Oh, we told it the podcast.
Clean up or get out.
Yeah, that was probably 4 years ago. Nah, I won't go through all the details or whatever. Yeah. But John got a little toasty. We couldn't play. And then the next morning, John was just in the van, post fucking debauchery. He just looked at me. He's like, sorry.
John, your drinking has affected me in the following way.
Here's the fucking list.
We didn't need some 35 to 45 minute conversation. Oh,
it wasn't a long conversation.
You woke up and you fucking knew. Like, you knew.
It was me like, sorry. And now, like, you should be.
You just. It's two words. No, sorry and yep.
Limp your way into that Walmart and brush your teeth, you piece of shit.
Because we got another show tonight, pal.
Oh, remember that time we were coming back from Full Terror and we stopped at that Walmart and I took two poops?
I also bought
there long enough for you to poop twice?
I took a poop, walked out, found you guys, and then pooped again.
I bought a pack of cigarettes off a girl named Destiny.
Oh, yeah. And I bought those hair ties. I'm wearing one right now. I still have one. Hair ties. We used them for our posters.
I bought cigarettes from a girl named Destiny at a Walmart at 7:15 in the morning.
I thought she worked at a restaurant.
No.
Drank.
Wait a second. Restaurant, is that where they have eat?
I think they have eat there. Maybe drink.
Do they have meal?
I think they have food.
Can I get one large meal?
I think so.
And one small drink?
Yeah.
There is nothing about this that it does not make me want to tour even more.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. Yep. We weren't even that long into the tribe.
We need adventure. We need fucking adventure in our lives.
It was like a half hour into the drive and we were already talking nonsense. Yeah. Like, no one else gets it.
Yeah. I want it again.
Except for people on tour, probably.
All this talking, we're making our press rounds now for the new vinyl putting out in November, Crucial Loads. And
press rounds sounds like a cookie.
Yes. Drops November. I'm not giving you a date in November because we're not going to be that band that advertises the vinyl date and then got to pull it back.
But more so because they don't fucking care about you.
Yeah,
so
straight up.
Fuck you.
November and fucking, you'll know when it comes out in November. That's what we're aiming for. Because
you'll buy it, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're going to buy the vinyl. But all this talk, all this fucking interviewing and pressing and shit is leading towards A, getting that fucking vinyl dropped, and then playing shows. A.K.A.
Far away shows.
Little mini tours, festival gigs here and there. Just fucking, if we got the time, which we'll find the time. We got
Saskatoon,
and if they can
the
make
Orient,
a guarantee.
Whatever.
If you got the beer, we got the time.
Conversation ain't happening without the money, pal. But, yeah, Crucial Loads, November 2017. It's available at tinyurl. Let me say that again. tinyurl.com/DBBvinyl.
Who's Tiny Earl?
TinyEarl.com. We can't wait to be on the road.
Yeah, yep. Well, sounds good, guys. You know, that's all
the record's up for pre-order.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true.
Go to that website that Brian just said and pre-order
it. There's a couple of packages there and shit.
Yeah, we're kind of going against the grain on this one. A lot of people name a fucking album that came out in the past 10 years that didn't have a digital option. We're not giving you that.
Fuck you.
If you buy the physical vinyl, you're going to get the MP3s, but it's not going to be on Spotify. It's not going to be on Google Play, any of that shit. It's not going to be out there. We want people to buy the vinyl. So if you buy the vinyl, you get the MP3s, you want to rip that shit to your phone or whatever, that's cool. Do what you got to do. That's fine. We want people to buy the vinyl. Limited pressing. Very limited pressing.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, and we're making 100 copies. Straight up, very limited pressing. Just to be able to say that we did it, just say we had a vinyl out there, we're kind of testing the market, see if there's an interest there. If these 100 sell out, maybe we'll press more. But if they don't, then fucking that's that.
Eat shit.
Yeah.
Eat shit, fuck off, and go screw your mother.
Now, I have a compound question for this sort of thing, not to steal the spotlight.
Oh, there's no spotlight.
Man, everyone's a host now, brother.
I was thinking about this the other day.
Saw that coming.
When I was...
We're all hosting.
We've all been playing music, all of us, for like quite a long time.
I wouldn't call what I do playing music.
Yes, you... Well, I'm going to do that for you.
So I would call it making sound.
Yeah, I mean, we do have some cover songs.
I hold an instrument.
So we're good enough to make cover sounds, and we're at least all good enough to make some sounds here and there, everywhere, and once in a while. But I always wanted to be on vinyl, you know, like growing up in the time that I think we pretty much all grew up in. I wanted to be on wax and everything, and I never, ever had the opportunity until now. So
that's not true. I have one of your records in my record collection.
What the hell is that?
You've seen Tongue Split.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a different...
You can't just say it didn't happen because you don't like the dude anymore. Yeah. It
happened. Edit.
Jesus.
See me next weekend, honey.
Yeah, well, in that case, our vinyl didn't happen either.
That was very, very, very accidental. And this whole thing felt right because I wanted to do it.
But that was a split. We're talking one track then, right? Maybe?
Yes. Well, it was a 15-minute track, but...
It felt like it probably didn't feel like a vinyl release to you. It probably just felt like you tracking one song, yes. Right? And just maybe we'll put this out on vinyl and goes digital and all that shit too. So it was like tracking one song.
Yeah, with a 15-minute track, it was like you do it in segments, right? So it's one segment goes to this many minutes and this many minutes and this many minutes, and you're like, okay, well, yeah, great, we got a song after this whole thing, but this is an LP.
Straight up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the real feel LP, real deal bullshit. And I've never, you know, since we all started being into music and listening to music and listening to bands and stuff like that, of course, 7 inches, 10 inches, 12 inches, they're all...
Just see how big you can fucking take.
We're back on the pickles again, I see.
Somebody give me a fucking beer. Jesus.
That's what the comments say, baby.
I like them on black. I like them on clear.
Blood spattered.
Yeah. The mankind for that.
Yeah.
Let's get sick. So, his mask fell off.
That's okay. That's all right. It always falls off.
We all wear masks.
No.
Sometimes.
Metaphorically speaking.
But it felt good, and it felt right to like really be on.
Legit.
Yes.
Like an actual full length.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, that's I didn't know that was your first. That's cool.
Well, it's my first.
Your first
is the worst.
You'll always remember your first, Greg.
It's actually my first time being on a vinyl too. So thanks for letting me guest on that.
Yeah, this is going to be 12 unforgettable inches. That's for sure. Yeah.
Okay, is it too late to change the name of the record?
Unless you're us, then we're going to forget the shit out of them. We play them.
Yeah, going back to pre-show rituals, mine is listening to the songs in the car ride on the way to the venue, so I know how the fuck they go.
You're just like, oh, fuck, Jesus. I don't know I've never even heard this song.
This is going to be the best fucking tour ever.
Two versions. I play it differently on both of them.
Yep.
I got to take
it. And that's why the vinyl took so long to produce.
That's not what I'm putting there. What are you doing?
But all the songs sound the same. They all sound the same.
That's right? The problem.
Isn't that the
problem?
That
is the problem.
Yeah.
Not to me, they don't.
I throw out a small net.
Is this the one that goes dun 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 dun, or the one that goes chug chug wee?
Those are two very different things you just did.
Oh man. Oh well, guys. You know, there's a nice break there, so I can transition. Calling out that. You know, thanks for being kind to me in my first hosting gig.
I was not kind to you.
I know.
No, he was pretty savage.
That's why I said it.
I was quite abrasive.
Hey, listen, a lot of people are talking. They're giving me great grades. They're saying I'm doing the best. I have the best hosting, so.
Can I wrap up one more plug, if you don't mind?
Oh, yeah.
Can I cut you off there?
No, go ahead.
So I got to be clear. So vinyl drops November. Just fucking follow us on social, at DBB Thrash. All the accounts are the same shit. The moment we get our vinyls in hand, that's when you're going to know that shit comes out. So we're not going to be that band that hypes a date for fucking 3 months. November, that's up to you to fucking follow us. tinyurl.com/DBBvinyl. We got 3 packages. One is the vinyl with MP3s. One is the traditional bundle. It's just a t-shirt and the vinyl with the artwork and all that shit. And we get the ultimate bundle, which is the vinyl t-shirt. And we get a little coffee whiskey mug kind of thing to go with it. And it says Crucial Coffee. So that's cool. If you drink coffee, you're an office guy or whatever.
It's Quisky.
Yeah, that's it. And we get Saturday, October 28th at Uncharted Gallery. Halloween.
If the coffee mug said crucial loads, it'd be like you had a cup full of jizz, though.
That's cool. Especially if you had creamer in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, get some creamer, get a nice mustache. I just drink
gremlin creamer. Well, the coffee mug does have the gremlin in his dick on the other side. So, like, you got loads so on one side.
If you want to go to HR.
Just keep the gremlin, you know, facing the cubicle wall. You know, just keep it on the, you know, on the back corner of the cube.
For your sake.
And then keep the crucial coffee on your side.
You know what you should have done? You should have had his dick go inside of the mug and come out the other side until it touched.
No, the dick should have been on the handle.
No, no, the dick goes inside the mug. It comes up and hits you in the mouth when you're drinking it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Oh, that's it looks like it's jizzing coffee in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I like that idea.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Buy the vinyl. 100 copies.
Buy the shirt.
Buy the shirt.
Buy the shirt. Buy the coffee
$250
mug.
Each of us will sign it for you.
I'm not signing dick.
For $250.
You'll sign mine.
Cool.
You're signing.
And on that note.
Yeah, on that note. Oh, there was one question I didn't ask. Matt, the answer is Sammy Hagar. We'll be right back.
Oh. Why can't this be love?
At Thomas Cook Airlines, we're feeling pretty excited about our big Cape Town sale. So we asked a local to tell you what you can look forward to.
Keep it right down. We don't want to startle them. You see over there? Awesome, huh? And, oh, check him out over there. Incredible. And look, isn't it wild?
Fly direct from London Gatwick to Cape Town this winter from only £549.99 return. Prices aircrafted for you at thomascookairlines.com. Selected dates, limited availability, terms, conditions, and credit card fee apply.
The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Continue.
Hey, we're back here on Neckbreaker. Got those fucking assholes in Drive-By Bukkake out of here.
How long were you waiting to do that?
Since he moved the microphone to the couch, at least.
A couple minutes.
Man, that's a good lean you get going on there. It's real comfy.
Yeah, it's got a 90s lean.
So, back from our sponsor break, all that money went to Drive-By Bukkake because those guys need all the fucking money they can get, you know, guarantee to get them out of here. But
I think one of them is racist.
One of them is definitely racist. Oh. Chris, well done on that. Sorry, I wasn't here for the first segment. You know, I just had to.
Brian Patrick was cool, but the rest of the guys were assholes.
That's a shoot, brother.
I like how pretending they're different people, but we don't even have fake names.
I called him Brian Patrick.
He did call me Brian Patrick.
Like and, the evil NWO, right?
And you're John Bradshaw.
Kip Benson?
Kip Benson.
You keep pushing that.
A.K.A.
keep pushing what?
The Kip Benson thing.
Push it into the... strap a rocket to its ass.
Yeah, you push it. You push it.
Your shit's like chocolate cake and... No.
I watched that video the other day.
Static
you
X?
Push it?
Yeah.
It was.
It's really dated. And, like, Wayne Static does not look like he was, like, into it at all.
It was dated when it came out.
Yeah.
And it was definitely dated.
Well, in retrospect, he was only into other things, like, that didn't involve making music videos.
Yeah, well, the videos, he just did not look like he wanted to be there. It kind of comes off that way. I don't know. It's interesting. Go give it a whirl if you're nostalgic for that.
I'm drunk enough for that. I can do that later.
If you want to go nostalgia videos, you got to watch that Crush 'Em video featuring Goldberg.
Into the arena.
Tim, you secretly enjoy that video, I think. You've brought this up a couple of times.
Is that the first time
the Goldberg part? All right, so I'm going to try to do some business. I've done a couple of these, maybe two or three of these over that I usually go. So previous episode, we announced November 1st is going to be the final episode of Neckbreaker. And we got a bunch of comments that came in, a bunch of people saying kind things to us, which is rare. So shout out to everybody who's actually been fucking cool about it. So thank you for all the support and all that jazz. Two more episodes after this one. That's what Casares thinks about that. So we got two more left, and we're not going to tell you what guests they are, but we got some shit planned. And another shout out to our crew over at the Shining Wizards Network. Been friends with those guys for 4 years now. They've been building our brand, helping us out, and they're all good dudes. Be sure to follow all their shows at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. we're going to do some wrestling headlines and get the fuck out of here. So
GTFO.
Yeah, get the fuck out. So, Chris, the first headline I got here is the Young Bucks. Tim, you may not, maybe not know these guys, the Young Bucks. Kind of, I don't know, high-flying tag team. They're on the independent scene. They're not in any of the big leagues or anything. But they're doing their own shit. And they they work with a company called Pro Wrestling Tees, and they got all their merchandise on there and stuff, kind of just DIY style.
They got another season to assist, didn't they?
Kind of getting there, but not really. So then, doing their own shit, they somehow got an agreement with Hot Topic, which is huge. They get your shirts.
Do you know how they got that?
Through Pro Wrestling Tees.
The Hot Topic went to WrestleMania weekend and asked WWE to order some. They wanted to order some of the Young Bucks t-shirts and some of the Bullet Club shirts from them.
And it wasn't WWE shit. It was Young Bucks. It was these two these tag team that got their shit over. Anyway, apparently numbers have come through, and apparently over 100,000 people have purchased shirts through Hot Topic for Young Bucks shirts. So
that's pretty impressive
for anybody. It's like
very impressive
to not be signed to a major, you know,
whatever your business is. Yeah, to be pushing yourself and get that done. That's pretty cool.
That's insane numbers coming through right now. So good for them. Good for
so 100,000 at 20 apiece. Do the math.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, Hot Topic's gonna get a cut.
200,000.
Those Bullet Club t-shirts.
You're dead on. Bullseye, Jern.
Yeah.
No, no, I don't want. I want the other thing.
Wait, those Bullet Club t-shirts, and you know, maybe you've seen them in the stores or whatever. One color, white on black t-shirt, $20 on Hot Topic. Probably made them, it cost them $2.50 to print, probably, when you print that many.
Hot Topic takes $16.
Yes. And they get four. That's cool. So $2 a shirt. That's not bad at 100,000. So that'll $25,000 a pop. So good for them.
I'm sure they're getting more than that.
John and Chris, you guys will appreciate this, you know, this Starcade
event. I'll be the judge of that.
Wait, no, you said
you don't speak
desist
for me.
Cease and desist. What about cease and desist?
They got a cease and desist for one of their shirts. I think it was one of their suck it shirts.
So the Young Bucks are pretty much stealing everything they can because fuck the world. And they do the suck it thing. They do the too sweet NWO thing. All that shit. WWE said, I don't think so. Send them a cease and desist.
We own suck it.
Said, if you say suck it again or do the too sweet, any of that shit, we're going to fine you $150,000. And so the day after they got that cease and desist, they made a cease and desist t-shirt because they're a fucking bunch of sweet assholes who can print shirts just like that. So now they have shirts that say cease and desist. So that's cool, too.
They let everyone in their company get over doing it, not in their company, and then hired all of them, and then now they just won't let them.
And now they can't get over, yeah. Starcade, you hear about the Starcade shit, Chris? This card coming up in December?
Oh, I sure did.
Butters?
That's right, Eric.
Hi, Butters. On the card, correct me if I'm wrong, do we have the Rock and Roll Express going up against the club?
I saw something about this, and I don't know if it's official or not, because I thought they were booked for
I'm late enough for that. I can get into that.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
But I would be down for some good brothers against some good brothers.
They'd be hanging from the rafters.
Ooh, scaffold match. Gotta be a scaffold match. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, someone's gonna take a nasty
bump. Watch fucking...
Someone's gonna break their knees. Both of them.
To fill Tim in, the club is a tag team that's currently in WWE, and the Rock and Roll Express is definitely a tag team from the 80s who have overstayed their welcome probably in 91. So... This new team.
Richard Gibson heel turn.
Something like that.
Richard Morton.
Richard Morton.
Yeah.
The club's going to bring him back just for one night only. Have the old guys get in there and get their shit in.
I kind of have a feeling they're going to, like, the Starcade's going to cater to, like, the three of us.
That's who they're going for. And it's not going to be on the network either.
No, I've seen that. I don't think that's true.
You don't think they're going to air it? Or you think they're going to air it?
I think they're going to air it. Why wouldn't they?
They have to.
Like that would be their worst decision if they didn't do that. People are saying as evidence that the seats were available on the camera, both sides.
If there's camera set up, maybe they got to be filming it.
But I went and checked and...
Both you went to the venue?
No. I went on Ticketmaster to see where I could purchase tickets. And both those, the side the camera would be on and the hard camera, both no tickets available.
That's so. Pretty far down the rabbit hole, man. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with that.
I was mildly offended when Corey Dimmick told me that. And I was just like, no way I think this is real.
You did your work, brother.
So
I'm like Chris Candido. No Dimmicks needed.
Wow.
You get the fucking finger. That's
That thing's getting around like a hoarder. Yeah,
that was a good belly laugh for me.
I've never seen Mankind go and get passed around so often tonight. That's good.
Yeah, no Dimmicks. Yeah,
it's because we're all
That's what I'm told, at least. The drive-by guys pass that shit around all day. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure this is going to be on the network.
Let's see.
Breaking.
A couple more headlines here, and then Chris is going to wrap it up with our history of pro wrestling video games. I don't know if I told you that, but we'll do that in about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Bully Ray, also known as Bubba Ray, also known as one of the Dudley Boys.
Hell's Kitchen Boy, Ray Dudley?
Sure. He's working Ring of Honor, doing the indies now, doing his own shit, and he got hit in the head. Did you see this clip online?
I didn't.
One of the Briscoes... Chuck.
One of the Dem Boys?
Dem Boys.
Chuck. I like calling them the Dem Boys.
The Dem Boys.
I don't know why that's funny to me, but I've been doing it for a couple years now.
You play the Nintendo?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
He threw a table at Bubba Ray, and Bubba Ray's in his, 40s probably. He's getting up there, He threw a table at him, but the corner of the table hit him right in the fucking head. Brutal. Oh, the worst spot you could hit
Not
somebody
supposed
with
to go that way.
Concussion. Now they're wondering if he's, going to be retiring soon, stuff like that. I'm sure he's thinking, God damn it, why do I fucking do this stuff?
I could have been an agent with Devon.
Yeah, fucking that sucks. He's working indies. He just wants to work and get a payday here and there, and he gets hit in the fucking, the corner of the table.
Well, he should have got a better gimmick than tables.
Yeah, that was his shit, right? Chrysaris and John can speak to this. What about Enzo? We got a cruiserweight title run? Is that what's going on? I haven't been watching Raw.
That's definitely what's happening. He won with questionable tactics at No Mercy.
Right in the dick.
Tim knows Enzo.
Right in the dick with Neville is how
dick
he won.
Dick kick. And then they did a double switch on Raw the next day to close the show.
Cruiserweights closed the show?
The Cruiserweights closed the show. It was an awesome segment, actually.
Yes.
Oh, I know what's going on.
Yeah, they turned Enzo heel.
No.
For the format, yeah.
Monday Night Football.
They're trying to suck me back over, but it's not happening.
So, if you guys don't know, in September, October, November here, the Monday Night Raw kind of throws a little wrench in the works. They say, all right, all that shit we did most of the year, football's on. We got a good game on Monday. So we're going to throw all the good shit.
That was a real good game, too. The fucking Redskins hit hard.
But you still watched the game, didn't you?
The Redskins versus the Chiefs, the most racist game ever.
R words?
Yeah.
Not my joke.
So Raw...
I get your joke.
What you're saying, though, is that if I'm ever going to watch wrestling, it should probably be in October, November time frame, because it'll be worth it, and then I can catch up in about one episode and get out in about four.
Oh, boy, not the episodes of Raw I've been seeing.
That's a good take. So the best time to watch wrestling, to watch WWE, is between January and March. Those are the best Raws you're going to get because it's leading to WrestleMania.
Undertaker's going to be there.
But with Monday Night Football, it throws everything off. If you're going to watch Raw, you only have to watch the first hour and a half because they're trying to get their best shit in kind of right at the beginning. They want to get that audience in. Right at the beginning, hopefully they'll stick around on Raw.
Like the newspaper approach. You lead with the stuff that's important, and then if people stick around at the end, well, whatever. You got the advertising dollars either way.
Trump's throwing paper towels at people in Puerto Rico. That's the front of the that's the front cover of the paper. And then page 7 is, Granny selling cookies at a charity foundation. Get that shit in. So, Raw is... You know where I'm going with that? Keeping up? Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I'm enjoying
Where I'm going with that. Okay.
Because he did that. That was awesome.
He did do that. It was awful. It was awful. I'd never get into politics yet. That's brutal.
The world is falling apart.
So, long story short, Raw is adjusting their format. So, the first hour and a half, they're trying to get all their main events and those characters in, just like they did with Saturday night's main event back in the 80s. Hogan would probably work within 45 minutes, and the rest of the card was fucking jabroni talk.
Putting the Rulaney.
So get all the hot shit in at the beginning, and then the rest can be filler and forget about it. That's why the Cruiserweights with Enzo and Neville are
it was a fucking awesome closer for the show, so yeah. They still did it well.
I bet they felt good. Like, all right, you got main event, pal. Make it work.
Enzo's in his Hollywood Enzo Amore phase right now, where he's like the reason why everyone watches the Cruiserweight division, and it's kind of true. Mm. But like, yeah, his promos have been fucking awesome. Probably the best thing going in WWE right now is that feud.
Which is funny because everyone on Sunday night was very upset, and then Monday night they're like, okay, so I love it now.
Yeah.
I got three more headlines. We'll do wrestling video games and fucking call it a night. Global Force Wrestling. El Patron apparently is coming back.
Is he? Is it called Global Force now?
Yeah, probably not.
Is it Impact again? TNA, I thought it was Impact.
All right, the other company. Whatever the fuck name they want to go with this week. By the time I say this headline, it's going to change by the time the episode drops. So,
what a shit show.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprise.
Didn't the whole thing with Cornette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cornette.
And he's gone.
Jim Cornette. I think we covered this in the last episode, but Cornette is not allowed in Canada. Do you remember this manager, Jim Cornette, Tim? He had the tennis racket. He had like the...
He would manage Vader in 90s WWF.
90s style. Oh.
He was the best talking Southern gentleman, motherfucker.
Okay, bright I know who you're jackets. Talking about.
You remember Tatanka, yep. So you know, it's kind of in that ballpark.
Yeah, that's in my vein. I remember Vader.
So yeah, Jim Cornette's still around, but for this other company. And he, we talked about this last episode, but Jim Cornette, let's just say he's got something on his record that won't let him get into Canada. Not even a DUI either. Violence.
Which is the common reason people can't get into Canada.
Most of the time it's DUI.
Being aggressive with people.
So he told his company, you know, he's pretty much like, let them know, I'll do whatever you want, but I can't go to Canada. Which is, everyone knows that. That's true. So what does the company do that works for him? They book a fucking pay-per-view in Canada.
No, they didn't even, it's not even what happened. They booked the pay-per-view in.
They originally booked it in Florida.
In Florida, and then like they just up and changed it to Canada for no reason, but...
Last minute they said, no, we're going to go to Toronto and do this shit, or
fucking
Ottawa.
Yeah, it was one of them.
Doesn't matter.
A fucking pay-per-view in Canada, like last minute.
And then Jim Cornette is like he's supposed to be the, you know, the boss guy on TV.
He's advertised.
Commissioner kind of guy, whatever.
So he's stupid.
He's straight up.
Good guy commissioner or bad guy commissioner?
Good guy. Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's a piece of shit too, so it's funny that he's a good guy.
But what this company does, they'll go and do like a pay-per-view, but they're so, you know, tight on money that they'll film like 5 or 6 weeks of television at the same time. So they'll fucking just shit out card, all at the same venue, same day, and make it a 6-hour taping. So he's like, all right. If I can't go to Canada, so you're cutting me out of fucking 6 to 7 weeks of television, just like that. It's stupid, right? Either way, El Patron's coming back. The usual TNA Impact Global Force nonsense every week.
It's funny how they still haven't stopped being a punchline. What?
I thought I heard something.
It's just some beeping. I think you're good.
Fire alarm?
No.
Okay. Might have been someone leaving.
This is. I'm gonna take this headline and switch over to wrestling video games. Ric Flair claims, and you guys can correct this if I'm wrong. Ric Flair claims to have slept with over 10,000 women.
I heard they were talking about this on the radio the other day.
10,000 women.
They did the math too, and it's something hilarious.
Yeah, wouldn't he have had to sleep with like a woman a day?
Three women a week, I think, is what it was.
Okay, yeah.
Three women a week.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem terrible for the nature boy.
But he'd have to be doing it like in
consistently.
How old is he now?
So consistently 60, from 18, sure. Maybe, right?
I think or 17 or 16 or something.
From 16 till current age, three women a week. And he was probably married for a bunch of that shit.
Yeah.
Right?
So it didn't sound like it stopped him.
No. It might have hindered it, but no, it didn't stop. But then maybe there's some weeks he's doubling up. Maybe he's getting a woman a night.
I think he
a couple
meant,
of years
I
there.
I think he meant 1,000.
Maybe there's some nights he's doubling up on the same night.
Maybe he's got a little double trouble action Tuesday afternoon.
I mean, if you're Ric Flair, I think you could pull that off.
I think it's sort of plausible. It's
for that period of
improbable.
Time.
Improbable.
10,000 women sounds.
It sounds like doable. Ric Flair turned 5,000 into 10,000.
But like, who's the other guy? Will Chamberlain?
Will Chamberlain claims 20, and that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking double Flair's record.
Yeah, right and now. He wrote the book younger.
And how long of a run did Will Chamberlain have on top? Yeah, if that makes any sense.
He had a good decade.
Sounds about right.
Like where he was the most
Chamberlain. He's the guy who scored 100 points in a basketball game.
Yeah, but against a bunch of white dudes who were a foot shorter than him.
He played longer than 10 years.
But that was like that was his big reign, wasn't it? I mean, he was
pretty good, I think, most of the time he played.
Yeah.
Philadelphia to L.A.
Born and raised. I don't know why.
I'll look that shit up. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, Ric Flair was more popular for a longer period of time. Like, were people boning Wilt Chamberlain 7 years after he retired?
I'm sure, yeah.
Definitely. He's pulling it in still, yeah?
Like, I think so, just because he's so tall.
I think Wilt Chamberlain probably bagged himself a bunch of sevens, you know? But Ric Flair probably bagged himself a bunch of fours.
Like Flair,
and he paid for some fives.
Let me adjust my fedora here.
Wait, so Flair like worked and wrestled from like, let's just say, I don't know, 83 to... Joke.
Nobody's going to
get it. Yeah, it's okay. 83 to 2003 is the period of time that Flair worked. Maybe 83 to 2006 or 7, right? Talking 20-something years. Chamberlain didn't play ball that long, did he?
Played 14 years.
Oh, he did 14.
And then he was on the Globetrotters before.
Okay, so we had another 3 or 4 to that, something like that. Okay, yeah. So then, but still 20,000 women.
Yeah, I bet he was doing pretty good as a Globetrotter, too.
10, 12,000, maybe?
They were a big deal when they started. I think 20,000 is ridiculous.
I think either number is fucking ludicrous.
They're both ludicrous. I think
5,000, maybe?
I think 1 to 2 is reasonable. Any more, and you're kind of...
kind of the podcast downstairs. Those drive-by guys.
So loud. Yeah, I think they're both lying.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're both
exaggerating.
Well, yeah, okay, I guess so.
What's the math? Men double their women, and women cut it in half. I've been with 5 guys.
Secrets.
You've been with 10. I banged 30 chicks.
Well, you've just on math alone, 7. You've probably banged Ric Flair and Wilt Chamberlain. So.
Yeah.
Fucking whore. Get out.
Get out. I don't even know you.
At Thomas Cook Airlines, we're feeling pretty excited about our big Cape Town sale. So we asked a local to tell you what you can look forward to.
Keep it right down. We don't want to startle them. You see over there? Awesome, huh? And, oh, check him out over there. Incredible. And look, isn't it wild?
Woo! Fly direct from London Gatwick to Cape Town this winter from only £549.99 return. Prices aircrafted for you at thomascookairlines.com. Selected dates, limited availability, terms, conditions, and credit card fee apply.
Wrestling video games and plugs. Chris, so again, I'll preface this by saying we've been doing the history of pro wrestling video games. Casares has been going back in time. And playing every wrestling video game in history, but with 3 episodes left, or actually 2 more after this one, Chris has tweaked the format a bit to give us a little review of a certain section or a certain period of wrestling video games. Wow. Chris,
what garbage wrestling game did you play this time?
So
I'm actually bringing this up. Cover for me for another like 20 seconds.
I didn't give you much of a heads up.
What
to
is
be
this,
honest.
Amateur hour?
Jesus Christ. Nah, it's all good. So
I'm going to leave before Greg does.
You probably will. Greg.
I'm going to be like 3 minutes doing this.
So those drive-by 3 minutes? Oh, right. For your
what
segment?
What the hell is going on?
Where are my giant Samoans to come in here and destroy you? No, so I'm doing Fire Pro Wrestling.
Yes, Fire Pro Wrestling. The whole series you're covering here on the segment.
Oh, you picked a good one?
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah. So, developed by Masato Masuda, who is known for developing Pro Wrestling on NES, just Black Box game, which is awesome. This game is at a 45-degree angle. Everyone's sort of like a 2D pixel, so it's kind of like a 2.5D
like
kind
you
of
got
game.
The ring post in front of you kind of thing?
Yeah, so it's like you're looking at a diamond, basically, yes. Instead of a box.
They never do that.
Yeah, so
Fire Pro.
So it's kind of weird, but it's easy to adjust to. Timing-based, you grapple weak grapples first, like arm bars, and then you develop you know, harder hitting moves over the match. Most people like this game for its simulation of wrestling in that respect. So it's not like come in and hit your finish and win type of deal. It's like you have to earn it.
Like you actually have to do wrestling moves.
Yeah, and like Holds. The computer can kind of beat you up a little bit too. So it's
a smart AI.
Yeah, it's a good back and forth type of game to watch. You can watch matches just as fun as playing them. But this game is mostly known because it had a storyline in Fire Pro Wrestling Special, in which you are a wrestler and the Undertaker is your trainer, and Ric Flair is the champion. And basically throughout the course of the story, Ric Flair, whose name is Dick Slender, he kills the Undertaker.
Actually kills him.
Yeah, so your trainer's dead and now you're trying to avenge him, and like you have like all these friends and you have your girlfriend, and like you kind of neglect everybody in your life to go after Dick Slender.
What do they call Taker in this?
I don't remember. Yeah, sorry.
Cemetery boy.
I forget if he's also your brother too, but he's definitely your trainer.
that makes it a little more interesting. Yeah. What the hell?
Wait, so, how many like Fire Pro games were there in this series?
Like there's a bunch. But this one's Fire Pro Wrestling Special. And but it's
like the first one.
This gets even better though, because like you're playing and you eventually beat Ric Flair for the title and you're on top of the world and everything, but your girlfriend leaves you, all your friends abandon you because you're not there for them, and basically the end of the game is just like you sitting in your house and then you kill yourself because life isn't worth living.
I don't remember this at all about Fire Pro Wrestling. This is getting deep.
Yeah, so that's kind of why most people remember the series. It's not because of like how awesome like Super Fire Pro Wrestling was or anything like that.
They remember it for this?
It's mostly because of that. That and like there's a bunch of different versions. There's like Queen Special, which is all women joshi wrestling. And
Greg's dying down there. Yes, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's funny.
The character selection on the games, like when you pick characters too, is
I was gonna say it's unlicensed, but everyone in the game is sort of like a very kind of loose knockoff of somebody else.
It's very obvious.
Yeah, it's real obvious.
It
like
looks like Ric Flair.
It'll be like Kane, but he's green or something like that.
Yeah,
and even the names are kind of spot like Stone Cold's Iceman. Yeah, so
isn't that your dream job, to be able to name Fire Pro Wrestling characters that are knockoffs? That'd be a sweet job.
Oh, that'd be a great job. I don't know if I'd be any good at it though. Like,
yeah,
Dick Slender though, that's not even funny.
I would come up with
no. Shut up.
Hey, take that back. It's funny. It's just not a good pun.
It's not even clever.
It's not clever. Yeah.
Well, remember, the guy who created this also created pro wrestling, and there was a character in that named King Slender, who was kind of like a Ric Flair knockoff.
He likes Slender.
Yeah.
Slender fan. So this is Fire Pro Special.
Yeah.
That was the first game in the Fire Pro series?
No. The first one was like an 8-bit game just called Fire Pro Wrestling.
When did Special come out? That was the most recent one or something?
That was in the mid-90s somewhere. Oh, okay. I forget which one. But it was kind of later.
I'm just trying to get an idea before we go on the whole series. Yeah,
so there's been tons more since then, too. There was one for GBA that was really good. Fire Pro Wrestling World for PlayStation 2, and it was on the PlayStation Network, was around for like 10 years. And a lot of people consider that like the best wrestling game ever.
Customize everything.
Yeah, it's very in detail. And I disagree, but that's just me. And I'm going to be doxed now. Because people
2 points.
Like, he spoke bad about Fire Pro Wrestling. What? Oh, I get him.
Go from butters to old man real quick.
Yeah. But the new one that just came out, Fire Pro Wrestling Returns, looks really good. I haven't been able to play it because...
Is it on Steam, I think?
I have a Mac, yeah. Early access right now. But yeah, overall, the series is definitely worth checking out. A 4.5
out of 5. What is Special on?
Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Oh, good to know.
Yes, it's Japanese, so you can't really understand what's going on, but you definitely get the ending because it's just a long shot of the house, and then you hear a gunshot, and it's just like, you're dead.
Wait, so like
I'll play through that to see what happens.
Yeah. You can just look it up on YouTube.
Well, I already have it up.
He just downloaded it, I think, on his phone. So like you say that you make it seem like it's underrated, like it's overrated. Like you feel like there's better customization elsewhere.
In the new 2K games, absolutely.
There's more. Well, I mean, that you're comparing a 2K series to a game that came out mid-90s, right?
Well, I would compare it to the most recent one.
Oh, okay, I guess that would be a fair comparison.
Yeah. It's apples to oranges. Both are great games, just you'd play them for different reasons.
Like, you wouldn't think that WWE would have a more customizable game than like a Japanese wrestling game.
It's insane how in detail 2K is right now.
The downloadable content is bananas, too.
It's very banana.
Banana. So what did you get that? A 2 out of 5?
4.5 out of 5 for the entire series. Just because I'm not giving it the 5 because the next one is getting the only 5.
And then the one after that is going to be a negative 5,
it's
probably.
It's going to be minus 5 stars.
So
since when does David Penza do that?
Ksaris, the next episode, we won't say everything, but you'll be grouping a whole series of games into one.
It's
sort of
obvious.
Review.
It's obvious what
we'll
the
get
five
there.
Is.
We'll get there. Don't don't give away the answer. But and then the last episode we'll talk about on the next one. So. Something like that. Let's fucking
That'll
close this show
episode.
Up. We're at $1.20, something like that. Plugs and all that bullshit. John, do you have anything you want to plug?
The Drive-By Record, obviously. I don't care, actually. No, you should buy it.
I don't care, actually.
More importantly, my other band is working on stuff. Watch out for some Nitro Party. There may or may not be a live album that was recorded. Have you announced that on this yet?
Kind of.
Yeah, we discussed. You're good.
Yeah, we played in Rio de Janeiro. We're just waiting for the masters to come back. It's songs like you've never heard them before.
We both just did a lot of fucking beer before the set.
Yeah.
And
hot crowd too.
The crowd is really into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they were into
sad
it.
Sad how it ended.
I've never heard.
But it was, a lot of us just trying to be Paul Stanley.
I've never heard anybody say we did a lot of beer before this recording, but we did beer.
We did a lot of beer.
Did beer. Yeah. Did some beers.
We did beer ball butts. Beer butt balls. Beer butt balls.
John's doing butts over here.
Butt balls.
Tim, you're in 27 bands.
Urine.
The rest of the drive-by guys fucking left you here. Now you got to get an Uber home. But, I don't know. Anything you'd like to plug? You got Los Bungalitos, I think, is playing.
Thursday.
Yeah, we're playing on, I don't know, when's this episode
come out? This already came out. So, maybe you could talk about the benefit behind it.
Yeah, so we will have played a show last Thursday. It went great. Everything was awesome.
Sold out, standing room only.
But all the funds for that are going to the Puerto Rico hurricane relief effort.
That's what's up. Can you plug that? Is it like a website for that?
So we also put up our most recent EP for Pay What You Want download, and all the money that we raise from that is going to go to the same relief fund.
Oh, see, that's cool. That's awesome.
So
the full length?
No, we got a full length coming out also next spring, but this is the EP that before now was only available on tape cassette.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just say tape.
I remember that. That one was good.
The Puerto Rico Hurricane Fund. Google that shit. I'm sure they're going to have PayPal and all that stuff. If you want to just drop some money, they can buy some food, buy some supplies.
Get paper towels.
Yeah, they need some help.
They need somebody to basketball dunk fucking paper towels at them right now.
Oh, I'll do that.
No, that's somebody else in our administration takes care of that for you.
Fucking intern.
Why am I talking about politics today? I never
did. Because I brought it back up.
So Los Bungalitos, if you want to take care of that, the Puerto Rico Hurricane Fund, new albums coming out in the future.
Yeah, we all the production's wrapped. We're just going to get it pressed and put it out when we're ready to hit the road next.
Fucking follow them on social and deal with it. You'll know when you know. Nitro Party, Chris, you already plugged. or John
Orange. I didn't do it. John. No.
Anything else like the plug?
That's your party again.
I played guitar yesterday for the first time in like over a month. That was cool.
On your own or for a project?
Just play guitar.
Oh, you turned it on.
Having the ability to do so. So that was fun.
Those assholes in that other band who were at the bank right now depositing their guarantee. Saturday, October 28th, I guess they're playing at Uncharted in Lowell, something like that. I don't know. Never heard of them. They're not going to go anywhere. Playing with Pathogenic.
Some of that's true.
Pathogenic.
Pathogenic.
Halloween show, they're going to be playing a bunch of covers and all that shit. Let's close it up with a fucking plug so we can get downstairs and do some more drinking. Neckbreaker, produced by Gauntlet Creative. Start your own show today at gauntletcreative.com. As we wrap up the series, we don't have much left, but we're going to join our discussions anyway. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're going to have some more social media stuff going on until the end. So, at NB Podcast. I was going to say tell your friends about our show because, you know, you're broke and word of mouth is free and free is good, but why advertise a show that's going to be ending November 1st?
So. Yeah, good thing. This was getting boring anyway.
I was waiting for Tim. It stayed longer than I expected. Anything else, guys? Think we covered everything? More or less?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Cheers.
Woohoo!
At Thomas Cook Airlines, we're feeling pretty excited about our big Cape Town sale. So we asked a local to tell you what you can look forward to.
Psst. Keep it right down. We don't want to startle them. You see over there? Awesome, huh? And, oh, check him out over there. Incredible. And look, isn't it wild?
Fly direct from London Gatwick to Cape Town this winter from only £549.99 return. Prices aircrafted for you at thomascookairlines.com. Selected dates, limited availability, terms, conditions, and credit card fee apply.